On the crime snapshot, crime is really, we're doing very well with crime. And let me go over the most recent numbers. Homicides, as of March 20th, we've had a total of 63. That's 33% fewer homicides so far this year. 33%. 32 fewer homicides overall. Rapes are down almost 11%. Robberies are down. Robberies, the only crime we're showing up, 36 more offenses this year versus the same time last year. Aggravated assaults down 10.5%. Total violent crime reduction is 5.1%. Property crimes, burglaries down 5.6%. Theft of automobiles down 18%. Theft from vehicles down 2%. And personal theft down 6%. Total property crimes down 7.4%. These preliminary numbers are the Uniform Crime Report numbers that we report to the FBI. Overall, our Part 1 crime is down 6.9%, 1,709 fewer victims of crime so far this year. Of added significance to those crime reductions, there are many who are predicting that as the economy worsens, that crime is going to go up, particularly certain types of property crime, theft, shoplifting, certain types of assaults, domestic violence. Where the country is today, Los Angeles has been for the last 2 years. The country is at 10% unemployment today. We were there 2 years ago. We're at 12% today. Over the last 2 years, we have not seen any increases in crime in this city. And even as the economy worsens, we're continuing to see declines in crime. And we do not expect that we will see increases as the year goes forward. We are watching very closely those crimes that are associated with the economic downturn, shoplifting-type offenses, increase in petty theft, domestic violence increases, all the things that can be attributed directly, in some instances, to that economy, but we're just not seeing it. We're also